All right, Coach, what a way to start your Louisiana Tech career by taking on Grambling. They've been trying for years to get this thing going. They finally do, and it's your first game as head coach. I mean, you've got to be pretty overwhelmed with the situation.
Yeah, I am. This is it's a unique opportunity to start out and play a team with a proud tradition like Grambling has, and they've had an outstanding program through the years, and play in Shreveport in front of what we hope will be a packed crowd. It'll be exciting and a great way to start.
When you were approached by this, obviously Garrett tried to get this thing going, and that wasn't successful, but when you were approached with it, what was your first mindset when they asked you about, hey, let's play Grambling?
Well, you know, I was surprised actually to hear that they had never played against each other. I didn't really know the background that well of the two schools, and didn't realize that they had never played. I always assumed that at some point through the years that they had gotten it worked out to play each other. But I think it's a great opportunity, and it makes a lot of sense, and I think it's good for both schools and good for the city of Shreveport as well.
You know, there's such a huge alumni base here in this city. So many people from Louisiana Tech that live here. I mean, how big is that for you to have such an alumni base to be able to play this game here with all the backing you're going to have?
Well, I think it's really important for the alumni in the Shreveport area to, get involved in our program and support Louisiana Tech. And so I think anytime we have a chance to come, to come to their city and their community and play a game, I think it makes a lot of sense. And we've got to do a good job of being able to draw a crowd from Shreveport as well. So important to us continuing to grow our football program, getting that support from this community and having the people make the drive over for an hour and come to our game. So it just makes a lot of sense to me, and I think it's something that again, benefits Louisiana Tech and Shreveport as well.
I got to ask you, spring practice is going to start here in just a couple of weeks. How are things going so far? What do you like to see out of your team during spring?
Yeah, I'm excited about the way they're working. I've been really pleased with the effort, and guys are buying into the program, and we've got good kids, and I think that's something I'm most excited about. You know, they're doing the right things on and off the field, and getting excited about starting spring football. We'll have a lot better idea after three or four practices of what we have and what direction we're going to go in as far as scheme and all those things go. But I like what I see so far, and again, the thing that I'm most impressed with has been the overall work ethic.
Talk about some of the coaches you brought in, Frank Linton and a couple of those other coaches. I mean, are you excited about your coaching staff, obviously?
I am very excited about the coaching staff and appreciate, Dr. Renaud and Bruce Vandervelde for giving us the resources to go out and hire the kind of staff we want to put together. I think in college football, your staff may be the most important thing you do, is hire quality people and guys that can coach these kids and be good role models for them. So I'm really pleased with the staff we've been able to put together. The guys have been successful on a lot of different levels, and I think it's going to be a great staff.
Now, I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't ask about Ross. I know you can't really mention much about it, but have you spoken with him? And
sure.
Kind of what has he said to you? What have you said to him?
Well, we're working through it. It's one of those things that we're going to handle in-house, but he is, he's getting the appropriate, doing the appropriate things to become part of the team again, and it's going to be a process, but we're going to get there.
Are you going to go with a backup quarterback, I'm assuming, through spring until he figures out what's going on with him legally?
We'll see how the whole thing plays out. I think that's the thing when you make these kind of decisions. You've got to see what happens and how it plays out, but we'll, the most important thing is to find a way to take care of Ross and also, use him as an example for our team, and so we'll handle the appropriate way.
In recruiting, you got to be pretty pleased with the class you brought in, considering you were there 2 weeks before it was signing day.
Yeah, I think it was a good class. Feel really good about him. Anxious to get him on campus, and I think it's going to be a class that's going to help our program, and hopefully some guys will contribute next year.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Okay, thanks a lot.
When did you?
Thanks.
How are you?
Okay,
good to see you, man.
When did you first learn about Grambling? I guess from your dad.
Yeah, I grew up actually a Grambling fan. Watched the Bayou Classic every year.
Yeah.
And just grew up really because of being a fan of Grambling, just because of Coach Robinson. He meant so much to college football, and had tremendous respect for the program and what he was able to accomplish. I was looking at driving over. I was looking at some of his accomplishments, and he had to win 408 games. And that's averaging 10 games a year, obviously, for 40 years. That's pretty hard to imagine, and a pretty remarkable accomplishment. And I think that just speaks so well of the program and speaks well about North Louisiana football in general. I think it's an outstanding program, has great tradition.
Coach, you might have been asked this already, sorry to be late to the party.
Do you think of a better way to start your career?
No, you know, not really. I think it's a really unique way to get started in a game that we know will be challenging. I know Grambling will be excited about playing this game. There's our players as well. Just a unique way to start, especially playing a game in Shreveport in front of a great crowd. Should be really exciting.
Talk about the Tech Shreveport tie. You know, it's pretty strong, huge alumni base that's been talked about. You know, I'm assuming this is going to be a recruiting ground for you.
You know, it's critical for our program to continue to grow, to get the Shreveport community heavily involved and come into football games. And so we feel like anything we can do to help establish that relationship and continue to grow that relationship is really critical, you know, for our continued growth. And, you know, it's very important for us to get out here and play some games. And I think it's important for the people from Shreveport to drive over to Monroe and attend our home football games as well.
Is it tough going into this as a favorite? Is there a no-win situation type of vibe as a coach?
You know, a little bit, but I think it's always better to go into a game a little bit as a favorite than the underdog. I think that's, you know, that you always want that. And it's going to be our responsibility to get our team ready to play and get those guys to play hard, because I can assure you Grambling will be ready. Those guys will be excited about this game and view it as a great opportunity to make national news. And you know, our players need to be ready, and we'll be preparing well for the game, I can assure you.
Right. I got one more.
Okay, yeah, far away.
Sorry. Is there any new update on the roster? Is it playing this?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how the whole thing plays out. You know, the most important thing is to deal with the situation and you know, do the right thing for us and our football team both. And so I think in these kind of matters, you try to keep it in house as much as you can, and also try to deal with it in a way that's sensitive to him and his privacy as well. Okay, thanks.
Unlike your mom.
Yeah.